This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 49 for Tuesday, September 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are turning higher on Tuesday morning, despite virtually no support from the Chicago Soy Complex. The November canola contract rises $2.30 at $8.88.50 per ton. The January contract bumps up $1.90 at $8.70.90 per ton. There are also gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. The markets will be positioning ahead of three reports over the next week. Stats Canada issues its grain stocks report on Wednesday, and then the United States Department of Agriculture comes out with its monthly supply and demand estimates on Thursday. Stats Canada then releases another production report on September 14th. Daytime temperatures across the prairies are forecast to be in the low to mid 20 degrees Celsius for most of this week, with very little chance for rain. That should speed along the harvest, which Alberta reported on Friday that its harvest was at 26% complete. That put it about 10 points behind Manitoba and Saskatchewan. The Canadian dollar is weaker this morning. The loonie is at 79.31 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.88. The USDA reports a private sale of 327,000 tons of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria. Delivery is to be made during the current marketing year. The department releases its weekly export inspections report later this morning and its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. Expectations are for corn and soybean conditions to hold from last week or improve. Ag Rural estimates the Brazil corn crop for this year is about 82 million tons, a far cry from the 105 million the trade initially anticipated. France says its wheat crop is just under 36 million tons, and Australia is projecting its wheat crop to come in at about 32.6 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The November contract is down 4 cents at $12.88 per bushel. October soy oil is relatively steady at 58.97 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down $3.30 at $3.34.70 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday, with the December contract down 8 cents at $5.16 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with the December contract losing 8 cents at $5.02. Wheat futures are down as well on Tuesday. Chicago December drops 9 cents at $7.17. Kansas City December loses 4 cents at $7.19. And Minneapolis December declines 6 cents at $9.06. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, September 7th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.